This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarchy Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share the way we do church. This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. And our website is ElvisIverson.com. I am Elvis Iverson. Hallelujah. We're talking about where did our concept of home church come from? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open read some scriptures first before I get into explaining this. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, it says, "And they continue to stand fastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers." Hallelujah. Amen. And we go to Romans, hallelujah. Amen. And in Romans, hallelujah. It starts talking about the church in their home. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 16. Church talking about, likewise, greet the church that's in their house. In verse 5, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we go to the end of 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 16. We see again that verse 19 says, "The church of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord, with the church that is in their house." Hallelujah. And so I was led into home church. Amen. The church started home and shall return to the home. Amen. And I came across teaching about the five-fold ministry put in the house of God. And of course, they did not. It was just an idea, but didn't get the full insight. Okay, that God had gave me. And then I read pagan Christianity, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some books of by that same author. And that blessed me, hallelujah. You know, the thing is, and reading the Bible, the Lord began to give me revelation. And I wrote a book called, amen, The Revolution of Home Church, which is, released to the underground church, hallelujah. And then the revelation of the home church, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's released over here, hallelujah. And wrote several books, hallelujah. But the Lord said that a home church is not a glorified Bible study. It's not a miniature local church. It's not a cell group. It's not a support group, okay? It is the one another. Hallelujah. Of course, we have a program for service, okay? A structure, hallelujah. But the thing is, what we want to get is in the organic flow. And it takes time to get in the organic flow. And we have, I don't think we have God in the organic flow. And it's because of clergy and laity spirit, okay? The ladies, people, they just want to stay laid, okay? They do not develop their gifts and call. And that's why everyone needs to come in to the functions of the priesthood of the believer. The priesthood begins in the home. The church starts home and shall return to the home. Hallelujah. And so the thing is hallelujah, it's the fivefold ministry ministers among the home church. Okay, they don't control or dominate the home church. They inspire the home church. They lead and guide, upgear the home church. Hallelujah, amen. And for example, is the apostle, amen, is the main overseer, okay? We believe that the apostle is the main overseer. And he is always going before you. You see his back, okay? Then the prophet ministers between that apostle or those apostles and in between and ministers around. Okay, he comes and goes. Amen. Prophets had to have time of a solitude, okay, so that they can clearly hear from God. Hallelujah. But they need to minister in teams. The whole thing is, our whole mandate is teams. Okay, apostles, teams of two. Prophets, five, or teams of two. Teachers, satisfied by three witnesses, amen. Teams of three or two. Pastors, teams of two, or husband and wife couple, or two couples, amen. Hallelujah. And the teacher is the one who stays in the community of home churches, okay? Okay? And he inspires it. He inspires them. Hallelujah. He carries the teachings of the apostle. Amen. And what God has put in his heart. And a true teacher is not somebody who teaches. Amen. Amen. Is not someone who's able to teach. But somebody that where there is the, you hear, there's a watering of the word, okay? There's a refreshing when they teach. It's not dry. It is not dry. It's not dry. It's not dry. It's the watering of the word. And then you have the evangelist. The evangelist, he circles around the home church. Add daily to the home church. He's to help with discipleship along with the teacher, okay? And the pastor, also include the pastor. See, the thing is somebody has to be led to Christ. There has to be a follow-up. There has to be discipleship. Then there has to be equipment. There has to be mentoring. And there has to be fathering. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We believe in spiritual maturity. Amen. We go from codependency to independent to interdependent. Hallelujah. That is our goal. Hallelujah. Spiritual maturity. Hallelujah. You are babes, children, young men or warriors, adults. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you become, amen, and you go from adults to elderly, spiritual elders. Or not that you're an elder, but you know, your spiritual father, you become a, amen, hallelujah. Everyone has to go that process. Man. And then you have the pastor, and he ministers, and the pastor is somebody that has to have a solid marriage. And we prefer marriage couples when it comes to pastors. And hallelujah. And the thing is, minister in two, you know, in the minister, husband and wife team, they must have the gift of the pastor, okay? They must have the gift of the pastor, okay? And they provide pastoral care. Amen. They deal with those that are babes and young. Amen. Hallelujah. And those who are strong. And they keep the cohesiveness and the harmony and unity of the home church. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you that every spiritual leader, okay, first of all, there's a lot of spiritual leaders in the body of Christ today, okay? But they're not fivefold ministry. We are only looking for fivefold ministry, hallelujah. Otherwise, amen, you are let everyone have a teaching, everyone have a revelation, everyone have a psalm. Let all things be done in edification, hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. A lot of that is because we do not have the home church. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we come to the next part of this is that the elders, amen, okay, now that is the home church structure, amen. God is releasing the home church structure, and basically the mature believers are in charge of the home church. You take two or three people in charge, okay, of the everyday situation, and then the home church that makes the major decisions, amen. So, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But the thing is, now we come. So I pray for an outpouring of home church. Now we have the new apostolic wineskin home church. Hallelujah. Amen. The new apostolic wineskin is similar to what we just talked about. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is, amen, with or without, is the same thing. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry ministers among the home churches. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what I said. And the mature, all of the mature believers, okay, of a home church, hallelujah, they have to be seasonal. Okay, all spiritual leaders and representatives or anyone that's in a position of influence or authority have to have a proper relationship. Be seasonal at home church. Seasonal as a Christian. Amen. Amen. And in proper relationship with the apostle, okay? With the apostolic oversight, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And they had to be tested and tried. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we come to, amen, hallelujah. Amen. The new apostolic wineskin church, which is a community of home churches, with or without a sanctuary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sanctuary is where the minister, the apostle, prophet, and teacher ministers. Amen. And the home church is where the pastor and the evangelist ministers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the concept of my home church came from a guy named Harold. Hallelujah. And then the guy that wrote the book on pagan Christianity. Hallelujah. Frank. Hallelujah. And his books. Hallelujah. But then by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, they brought the ideas. Amen. Hallelujah. They brought the ideas. Hallelujah. To come into that. They gave me the ideas and it inspired me. It inspired me. And then the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. One thing I can say that in my time in Omaha, God gave me the revelation of this model of how we do church. God gave me the revelation of this model, how do we do church. Hallelujah. God gave me the revelation of this model, how we do church. Hallelujah. Way back, hallelujah, when Jesus Christ appeared to me, He gave me a vision for my life, a vision for my ministry, a vision for my church, a vision for the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the next day, I went in a time of deep intercession, 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 deep intercession. And He revealed that God will give me a model of church, and then I will take it to the nations of the earth. And that's what I'm doing right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you want to become part of our apostolic administration, amen. We want to start a home church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to become a partner, amen. Hallelujah. Visit ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I pray for everyone who listens to the message. It went influenced by the ministry of the church all the world. I pray, Father, put in me breakthroughs. I'll put in me miracles. Amen. I pray your blanket of the healing of the Holy Spirit, the healing anointing, the breakthrough anointing, revival anointing, hallelujah, and revelation, hallelujah, the spirit of revelation, hallelujah. and wrap around them several times in Jesus' name, man. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray, outpour in our home churches, outpour in new officer wineskin home churches, outpour in new officer wineskin churches, outpour in new officer wineskin, outpour in the new officer wineskins. God, raise up a mighty company of apostles and prophets. Raise up a mighty company of the fivefold ministry, a fresh wave of the fivefold ministry. God, Lord, raise up spirit sons and daughters of God. Raise up a mighty company of the priests and a mighty company of kings and priests all over the earth. God, establish the apostolic revelation of Elvis Iverson all over the earth. And Jesus, let this model, this revelation, how we do church, go throughout the whole entire world. First of all, establish an apostolic administration. Number two, to establish an apostolic and a succession of apostles out of this. And number two, to influence the body of Christ and the way we do church. And that other people, not just those that are of our flock, that other people will follow this example. Hallelujah. Amen. That we will go beyond our spiritual walls. Amen. Hallelujah. To influence the body of Christ. God, I pray profound breakthroughs in everyone's life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please visit ElvisIverson.com and enjoy the many pleasures of Christ. Amen.